This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This morning, as president of Joy and lead host of Saturday Magazine, I want to again recognise and thank all those folk who are giving so much personally and professionally on our COVID-19 health front lines. You're doing a great job, guys, under difficult circumstances. Thanks to all of you. You're making a difference. The pro-vaccination Saturday magazine starts now on Joy 94.9. Thanks, Tash, you just unplugged my computer. What I want you to do is all go and get jabbed.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
We're coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre, and how good is that? Streaming online at joy.org.au and on the Joy app. And of course on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show. We proudly bring you the most progressive interview, opinion, current news and question show, and we do welcome feedback from you, our listeners. And remember, this is progressive, independent, current affairs from a queer perspective. It's radio made by us and for us. I'm Macca. My co-host this morning for SatMag is Tass, who, like me, is just a bit dusty this morning.
Speak for yourself, Macca.
Oh, okay.
I feel perfectly fine. Thank you very much.
All right. There's the rocking... And I was on a tram this morning. I stayed at Tass's last night. I was on a tram this morning to come here.
In the guest room. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was very disturbing on the tram. Anyway, Paul's multitasking, Gordon's getting ready to do our podcast, Fiona's in the studio. Tass.
Good morning, Macca.
How are you?
Very well. So what did you get up to last night?
Oh, look, a few drinkies. We actually had a lovely gathering of Joy volunteers here at the Pride Centre and on the first floor balcony.
It was lovely, actually.
Looking out on the street.
Enjoying the sunset.
The sunset. Look, it was
the water views.
Oh, look, it was fantastic. It was really good. So,
and there was an abundance of good quality pizzas.
There was. And I think they're actually from the place just up the street. I think
is that right?
I think they're from, I'll say it, Topolino's.
I meant to check that. I'm pleased to hear that because we'll go and get some more sometime.
Yeah, no, it was really good.
And how's your week been, Macca?
Look, pretty good, pretty good. More dental work.
Oh, dear.
Do you know the best
ka-ching
part of, yeah, the best part of that, you know, is I love it, is the laughing gas.
I've never had it.
Because you actually don't know what's going on.
No, I've never had it.
Like you're just in the chair and you're like,
No, I've never had it, Macca.
Well, perhaps you should.
I'm just happy with a good old fashioned injection.
Oh yeah, you have that too.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that was all good. Otherwise, the week is good. I've got to say, the traffic is just horrendous. It's just horrendous.
It's gone back to normal, hasn't it?
It's heavier. It's heavier.
You think there are more people on the road?
But also...
people avoiding using public transport?
Yes.
Mm.
Courteous driving seems to have gone out the door.
Do you think it's just lazy? Do you think COVID's just an excuse for people to just be lazy and get in their cars again?
Well, you see, I think people's angst is like a big pimple.
Right.
Needs to be squeezed.
Right.
And they haven't...
ugly picture. It's too early in the morning for those.
And and people actually need to chill a little bit. Just the aggression that's out there in the driving is really disturbing. Yeah. You know those little things on the side of the car, Tess, called mirrors?
Yes.
People should use them. And yes. The indicators. I know it's a novel concept, but... But the big news is, you know, there's a shortage of AdBlue.
What's AdBlue?
Well, it's actually... If you have a diesel truck and sometimes a car, it's an additive you add to make for cleaner emissions.
Yes.
Mainly made from urea.
Yes, now I read an article about this. So it's actually, we're going to end up with a distribution issue in Australia.
Yes. But don't worry, Barnaby Joyce is on it.
A little bit like they had in the UK.
He's talking to every cow he knows. Right? And some of them National Party members.
He can only do it virtually at the moment, of course.
He's
in quarantine
in a hotel in Washington. Mm. I wonder if it's the Trump Hotel.
Don't know.
Yeah, he had a nice jumper on, nice sort of pale orangey jumper.
That sounds like your colour scheme.
Yeah, I thought he'd stolen mine. Anyway,
what are we doing today, Macca?
I've got no idea.
Well, okay, we've actually got the police force in the studio.
I know.
We've got. Deputy Police Commissioner Neil Patterson.
Now, is it Deputy Police Commissioner or is it Assistant Commissioner Neil?
Deputy Commissioner.
Deputy Commissioner.
Gotcha. Yeah. And we've also got Lisa Hardman, who's a commander.
A commander.
Commander that looks after Priority and Safer Communities Division. I like that, Commander.
Yeah.
Yes, good morning. How are you both?
Can I call you Commander?
You can call me Commander.
I really like it. I'd love to be called Commander. Imagine Commander Musafiriadis.
Oh, God. Sounds like a bad
start. We're going to talk about a really interesting event coming up in the next week. Next couple of days, which is a town hall style forum where the community gets to engage with Victoria Police here at the Victorian Pride Centre. It will be streamed, telecast, you know, technologically connected to anybody who wants to be connected to it all over the world. So we're going to hear all about that. We have our usual guest, Misha Ketchell,
editor of The Conversation.
And an all-round nice guy.
He is.
And we're going to have a good old conversation about the world, politics, current affairs. And I understand that he's been doing some research into the art of, and I quote now, bullshitting.
Bullshit, yeah.
So I'm very interested to understand what he has learned, and I'm particularly interested in who he thinks is very good at bullshitting.
Well, I've got an idea, but we'll wait.
I think I do too, but then, anyway, straight after that.
Fiona McCormack. Fiona is Victoria's Victims of Crime Commissioner, and she's actually...
It's our first time on our program.
It is, yeah. Hmm. We had... it was Greg, what was his name?
We've had plenty of commissioners, Macca.
Greg Davies,
that's right. He was in a few times. Anyway, she's got an inquiry running into the victim's experience of the justice system, which will be quite interesting. Then Thomas Feng, Media and Communications Manager from the Hay Grants, not H-A-Y, H-E-Y.
Healthy, Equal Young People Grants Program, and then, straight from the Youth Affairs Council of Victoria. Yeah. So it's their 11th grant round.
Then Todd Fernando, Commissioner for LGBTQIA+ communities. He's doing a bit of a country trip, but he's actually joining us at the Pride Centre. We'll talk about that with Vic Police in a moment next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're finishing up with Martin Foley, Minister for Health.
And Equality. And our local Member of Parliament.
Yes.
And probably our community's champion.
That's it.
Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.